Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a
Hosehead
production.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates. Aliens modified men from apes. Hitler faked his death and then escaped. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts, and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts in the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably cloned. So if you're feeling all alone, crack a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
What are you drinking?
Oh, terrible. Sparkling water.
Why? What happened to the moves journey? You have to get some IPAs because then you can just drink two and you'll be buzzed by the after the two. Do you want to know what I'm drinking, Aaron?
Sure.
Your favorite thing in the world. Move. Brett left some Jack Daniels, so I'm doing Apple Jacks. I'm doing an apple cider mixed with Jack Daniels, and I have another one over here. I got both my Strange Brew cups.
Yep. Jack Daniels. That's another one that I have to add to the long list of alcoholic drinks now that like give me the shivers.
100%.
I tie it to like traumatic experiences. Vodka for years for me was like, if you give me vodka, I'll turn into some like homicidal lunatic.
Yeah.
That Irish fucking gingerbread fisherman looking motherfucker.
You drunk fuck.
But I was whiskey always did that to me where I turned into some angry lunatic, just psychopath. I don't know. And it was when I was a teenager, and now I can drink like anything. I used to not be able to drink rum. I used to drink like just vodka. People were like, ew, man. Like, and I was like, vodka was my shit. Something that balanced me out well. Welcome everybody to the show, man. Welcome. I'm here. We are here together again. I'm one of your hosts, Tomcat, aka Tom Thompson, the Raptilian. Like I say, make sure to subscribe to my music and, you know, support it like you support the show. Give us 5-star rating reviews. Who the fuck am I with? Oh, I swore, damn it, YouTube.
Oh, ruined, delete, yeah. Cancel, yeah. Canceled. Your friendly neighborhood horror boy.
Yes, this is going to be a fun time. I'm pretty excited. I got the Jack Daniels. Yeah, Brett brought it over. And we recorded our Strange Mysteries episode that should be out or kind of around the same time as this one. And he brought, it was like, it's the Gentleman's Jack, so it's like the better one. And even drinking it, I was like, Brett's like, I can tell by your face that you don't really enjoy this. And I was like, not really. It's not. Jack Daniels is never my go-to whiskey, man.
If I can have a Jack and Coke, it's like,
that's
ice.
What we're doing.
I really like that. But you know one thing I do actually, and I've never tried it, and like I'm kind of, it's always been on my mind, been like, will I buy a bottle? You know the, is it the Jack Daniels like apple flavor?
Yeah. You can get a better, do you guys have Crown Royal over there?
Not that I know of.
Weird, man. It's so weird. You guys are going to be like Canadian. I think that's a Canadian whiskey. And there's the apple whiskey from Crown Royal is great. The wife loves it. You know, it's good stuff.
Yeah, I feel like I'd probably like that more than just regular.
Yeah, Jack Daniels is just this bitter taste of bloody bar fights and stinky, sweaty sex with a hooker kind of vibe. You know what I mean?
I always know every time like I even smell that, I'm like, that smells like vomit to me.
Yeah, I know, 100%. So this is kind of in connection to our episode on American Werewolf in London over at First Class Horror. You and the werewolves of London. So yeah, it's kind of connected because we, if everyone hasn't, it will be out by the time this is out. Go over to Class Horrorcast, give us 5-star rating reviews, but go check our American Werewolf in London episode. I'm trying to urge Aaron to call it like Naked in the Moonlight or something. Cause it got quite sexy. It got very sexy on the episode. Didn't it, Aaron?
Which is actually a really weird thing to say. And you'll have to, if you haven't listened to the episode, you need to go back and listen to it. But as Tom said, I think that's the best way to describe it. It got really sexy.
It's like this werewolf.
Yeah, something
right here.
Like that.
So I'm actually pretty excited about this. So we're trying to kind of, sometimes on Class Horrorcast and Strange Brew, we're trying to, you know, throw that log down that connects the two sides of the river so we can try to dance over it to the other side and kind of connect some of the shows that we're doing. So there was many different options that we had that I kind of wanted to cover when it came to werewolves that we'll be covering in the future. There's one about a serial killer that they claimed was a werewolf, but I think they just gave him a nickname because he was so sadistic. And there's a couple of other episodes to do with werewolves that we'll definitely do at some point, because why not? It's a fun topic. What do you think about werewolves, Aaron?
I think they're real sexy.
Yeah, look at this
guy. I don't know if they're my favorite. I have a really, like, I don't want to say like a love-hate relationship with werewolves, but I feel like I kind of like go on and off the idea of werewolf movies. Like there's, was it a 2010 movie? The Wolfman?
Yeah. I feel like that wasn't that memorable for me.
Yeah, that had, did that have Anthony Hopkins?
I think so. Anthony Hopkins. And
what's that guy's name? Benicio del Toro or whatever his name is. So a lot of that movie is like really forgettable and like I have no interest in, but there's a scene where he transforms in like a,
it's like a judge setting kind of like there's like it's like yeah, it's back like in the day a,
like
court
it's like one
kinda
of those like lab areas where like you have the people like up in the stands like looking down at
the laboratory
procedure.
I would like to revisit at some point because we are doing a lot like we did and then we also did Dog Soldiers for commentary on that for Class Horrorcast. And for people that don't know, we'll be out by the time this is out, but we did a commentary, so it's on the Patreon, so you can always go subscribe, you know, support us that way, and it's a lot of fun. Like, we had, like, fun doing that commentary, just went off the rails, and you can actually watch it with us, and we'll be doing a lot more stuff like that for Patreon, and then you'll get us, like, our review afterwards on the main show and stuff. So we got a couple of ideas in the furnace burning, but I thought I was a werewolf, man.
Werewolves?
Oh, there's more than werewolves in those trees, lad.
It's Thomas. He's out there. Yeah. I don't know if I don't think I said it on Strange Brew.
You need to give like a shortened version of that story. Every time you say that, I just picture Big Wolf on campus and then just like how incredibly sad you must have been like when you realized you weren't actually a werewolf.
It is. You know, it's kind of funny though. Like, yeah. I don't know. I was young and, you know, I was curious. Just kidding. But like when I was young, like, I don't know, like 8, 9, 10, something like that. I don't think I actually did. Maybe it was just like, you know, having a little fun with it. Me and my buddy, we were like, look at our teeth. We're like werewolves. And we would like kind of, do like role play, you know, we used to do it with Eminem.
Oh, yeah,
and 8 Mile.
I remember you telling me that one time when we were like, before we recorded, about you and your friends used to like share little images of like bestiality and stuff. Was that?
Fuck no, ew, man. That shit's so fucked up, man. I can't believe people do that.
Dogs, Mickey, lipstick.
Oh, man. It's crazy. Yeah, none of that shit. That's wild, man. I would never, like, and I've definitely probably seen friends bring up some fucked up shit when YouTube and stuff first started when you were young. And you're like, why are you putting this on? Like, the same cousin, another cousin, actually. So the first story is essentially my cousin came over. Me and my buddy were, like, pretending to be werewolves. And my cousin and I was like, look at my teeth, man. Look at those canines. I'm like, I'm a werewolf. And he's like, you guys are fucked. You guys are so weird. What the hell is going on? He's probably like, you guys are so weird. And yeah, but so we used to joke around. I thought I was a werewolf. I was on a bus one time and we were talking about werewolves. And I was like, look at these canines, man. I'm a werewolf. And then for sure, like there was one time we were going to get weed. And this is like fairly young for my buddies that they had seemed to have no supervision, and his parents were never there, so everyone always hung out there. And my cousin just came to get weed. He's from Toronto, and we're just like hanging out, and my friends were watching Two Girls One Cup. And then as we left, my cousin was like, your friends are fucked up. And I was like, yeah, they are, you're right.
I feel like globally that was like a thing, especially for like teenage guys. It was like that,
look,
like,
at that, ew, it's chocolate.
And I though. Think it was the more I heard about it, it was like the idea of I don't know, feeling like you had to like clear it, in the sense of like I felt like hard done by if somebody went like, oh, you haven't seen Two Girls One Cup. So it was like, someone needs to show, I need to find this shit and like see it. And I remember a similar thing actually at one point as well, where there was, without getting into too much detail, there was a video of a chick with a horse. And that also became like a thing where it was like, dude, this is real and all this actually happened. And like, everybody seemed to like want to see it, not for like any sexual reason, but more to be like, oh yeah, I've also seen that like most fucked up video ever.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the things you would see on Rotten.com and some of the videos that were on the early days of the internet, where it's just like, wow, you can see the most brutal fucked up shit ever. And, you know, it's just like, it's just curiosity. You're just young. You'd like, it's like a, you know, boy stumbling out of the dad's bed and they find the porno mags and then they're like peeling it and they're like, why is it so sticky? Also, it's so funny, that same house, there was this lesbian porno. I don't know where we got it from, somebody, but it was like, no, and there's no case. It was just a DVD. Someone must have stole from an older brother or somebody. And it was like so used up. It was like scratched. It wouldn't play properly, but it still would kind of play. You still got the menu, but it sat on the floor for so long and there was like crust around it. And then eventually we just hung it on a nail in its basement. So weird, man.
Dude. I mean, maybe your cousin wasn't wrong when he said that you were fucked.
Yeah, we are. This is me as a werewolf. It's a werewolf that ate way too much, man. So obviously everyone gets the idea of werewolves, that you get it from cinema. American Werewolf in London, it was a movie that I know I definitely seen a bit of when I was younger, but rewatching as an adult the past couple years, probably one of my favorite horror movies of all time. So definitely go check out Class Horrorcast. But obviously, like, even the Wolfman, when I was young and my grandfather would show me movies like Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein and some of these kind of, the Universal monster movies, you know, there's obviously the Wolfman. There's, you know, so everyone, I feel like, knows about werewolves, lycanthropes, and the idea behind it. You know, someone gets bitten by a wolf, maybe, or a werewolf, and then they turn into one. You know, fun stuff. So this is actually kind of interesting, though.
Isn't there werewolves in Twilight? Am I right?
Yeah, sexy werewolves, like we said. Sexy werewolves. It's that guy, Jake something or whatever.
He has that dumbass face.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's the punchable face.
Yeah.
Christ, what could I say? Even a goddamn werewolf is entitled to legal counsel, huh?
So we are talking about the werewolf trials. We are all familiar with the witch trials in Europe, but what about werewolf trials during the 5th, the 15th, the 16th, and the 17th century? Europe went mad, executing sorcerers and witches accused of practicing lycanthropy, fueled by the church politics and a deep-rooted misunderstanding and fear of mental illness. It's okay, now we celebrate it. Where werewolf trials accuse men...
Oh, he's going to get us in trouble there.
Women. These werewolf trials accuse men, women, and children of transforming into wolves and lapping up the blood of the innocent. Historian accounts of werewolves and their inhumane trials started in Switzerland. You know what else is going on in Switzerland? That's where all the Nazis hid the gold. And then they spread like wildfire to Germany, France. What's Balkans?
Are they islands? Is it the Balkan Islands?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Kings and church officials appointed judges to reign in these werewolves, torture them with an inch of their life, and produce confessions that they merited through brutal executions. So, and it's the idea of you torture someone so much that you end up, they end up just saying whatever you want to hear because their mental capability is like diminished in their, a lot of people under torture, if they're tortured long enough, will probably say anything that you tell them to say just to end the torture.
Yeah. And I feel like that happens time and time again. And just to correct myself there, I was completely wrong. There's no universal agreement on what constitutes the Balkans. However, the following are usually included unanimously: Albania, Bosnia, Bulgaria, Croatia, Kosovo, Montenegro, North Macedonia, Romania, Serbia, and Slovenia.
Yeah, all those white like countries?
Collection of places I don't really know.
Yeah.
Those places scare me, to be honest with you.
Why?
Eastern Europe and all those places, like, scare the shit out of me.
Why, though?
You know what, though?
Is it like the Viking-type people? Like, the Scandinavian kind of?
No, it's not that. Like, but all those, like, Eastern European, like, I always picture, like, this sounds so stupid every time I say it, but like, I always picture the idea of, like, hostel.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And, like, how that all played out, like, where, you know, the dude is all like, oh, we go to Bratislava and all, lots of girls and all this shit, and I'm like, too many weird, shady motherfuckers in places.
That's
like
something that I want to do a deep dive on. I would love to cover the hostel and then kind of bring in something on Strange Brew that is real, because those movies got to me when I was a kid. At the point of, you know, people probably admit anything under a lot of torture. So this is pretty interesting. I didn't even know this was a thing. Me and Billy did talk about werewolves 2 or 3 years ago, near Halloween. It was a fun episode. This is the idea of like real life werewolves and where we get it from in our culture and stuff like that. It'd be worth going back and checking out. I've been recently, it sounds kind of narcissistic, but going back in the episodes and checking out like the older ones to make sure the stuff I either needed to delete or edit or whatever. And it's been quite a laugh. I'm like actually full blown laughing in my car, but some of the stuff we say, and I'm like, you can definitely tell that we definitely drank a little more than we do now on the show.
So actually, and now speaking of that, and it was something that I haven't done in a long, long, long time. Like, I tried to limit how much I listen
to myself.
Yeah,
me too. I'm trying. Oh yeah, yeah.
As much as possible. But I recently posted our like favorite horror movie opening scenes.
Yeah.
And obviously it got flagged everywhere else. YouTube will definitely not allow it. But it's on Rumble at the minute if anyone wants to check it out under Class Horrorcast. And I watched the entire episode and I actually found myself laughing quite a few times throughout that episode. That's one of those episodes I think we'd done that was like super fun and we were on point. And like you guys, if you're watching the video form,
mm-hmm.
you'll get to watch the scenes as we watch them.
Yeah, which is so stupid because most of them are very quick. And so
also them scenes are already on.
I know.
The internet.
Like, this is why YouTube, I have such a problem with it. And that's why I'm pushing everyone. If you're watching this on YouTube, go to Rumble and subscribe. You can now watch on the app. You can cast it to your TV. I would rather support some of these platforms that are more open and support free speech rather than trying to censor and suppress stuff and allow content. Like if we're commentating on something, it shouldn't be flagged in the way because it's not actually copyright because you're talking about it or talking on it. And that's what kind of bugs me about some of the stuff that goes on.
Isn't that the whole idea of fair use?
Yeah, 100%. And then you still put even older movies and stuff like that, you promote them. But there's a lot of stuff, like it's just funny because like I'm laughing at the things I even say and then the reaction of Billy and like, I don't know, it's just this part, we've been doing this for quite a while. And, you know, as I said to Brett, some co-hosts have came and went. And now I think we're kind of cementing who we have on the show. You know, you're going to hear some people. You're going to hear some different people coming in and out of the show in the woodwork. Even as guests, I've booked a couple guests that I'm actually really excited to talk to for the show. So everyone, just keep your ears peeled and stay tuned. And let's get into fucking werewolves. I have one more.
Yeah, we're werewolves.
Not swear.
What are we?
Werewolves, not swear.
What are we? We're werewolves, not swearwolves. Even though I've been swearing this entire time.
Yep, flagged.
Yeah, I know, 100%. I would not want to turn into a werewolf, as I said, on the American Horror Story in London episode. It seems pretty horrible, and then you don't really know what you're doing, and then you're waking up, like, you know, inside of the guts of a cow. It doesn't sound like a fun time, you know?
No, no. I think that was probably one of the, like, creatures that they really made a point of, like, trying to portray how shit it would be,
yeah,
to be a werewolf. Like, I felt like Dracula has always been, like, shown as, like, quite a sexy thing. It never really comes across. I know sometimes they've tried to come across like it's painful to have, like, that thirst for blood and blah blah, but it comes across more like I don't know, like, more sexual and more stuff like that, whereas, like, a werewolf just seems to be like, like the werewolf thing just seems to be like, oh, it's just awful.
Yeah, you turn this horrible creature, and even if you did have some, like, intense sex, you know, doing it doggy style, maybe, you know what I mean? You wouldn't remember it anyway. Like, when you're under the influence of the lycanthropy, like, you're under the consciousness mind of the werewolf, you don't really remember anything.
What happens to your member when you turn into a werewolf?
Yeah, because this guy is not, he's got nothing there.
Do you just do, like, the, like, inverted, it just doesn't exist?
Probably. It goes inverted, but then it comes out like a lipstick. But how big is that lipstick, ladies?
This is what I'm saying. Like, can you cover your entire face with the lipstick?
So gross. So Peter Stump, which me and Billy, I think, did mention on the werewolf episode we did a couple years ago. Peter Stump was one of the first people to be convicted of lycanthropy in the late 1500s, but it wouldn't be the last. He wouldn't be the last at all. Thousands of people were killed for their alleged wolf-related crimes, whether it be turning into a werewolf or being a wolf charmer. The times people were put on trial for being werewolves was a dark period for the for Europe and all the hunt's victims. So I'll start it off with actual, I think we'll get into Stump, good old Stumpy boy. In 1589, the most horrific interrogations and executions of accused werewolves were those of Peter Stump. Stump, otherwise known as the Werewolf of Bedburg, confessed to a quarter century of killing and cannibalizing people. He specifically confessed to killing and eating 13 children and 2 pregnant women, fetus and all. That's a fun time, man.
Sounds like a pretty cool guy.
So crazy, man. It's just so
gross that would be.
I don't know. He seemed to have liked it, you know?
I mean, that image there was kind of freaky.
Yeah, just like these, all the body parts. Like, we're showing some like vintage kind of photos. I feel like of art interpreting some of the werewolf trials. Pretty strange. I didn't know there was such thing as werewolf trials. So even worse, he confessed to an intra-family relation. Oh, he's incest. Nice. So he's fucking his daughter and his sister. He's getting both in, bro. All while having a mistress and a live-in partner. Some hick, you know, out in, I gotta bring it back, Arkansas might be like, he sounds like he's got it made. That is perfect. I only get my cousin on Tuesdays, and then Johnny gets her on Wednesdays, and then I get Becky Lynn, my mother, on Friday. That's about it. Sorry.
Isn't it weird how, like, there's so many circumstances of stuff like that, and it's just seen as, like, completely normal. Like, I have to wonder sometimes, is that in somebody, like, before you have a daughter or whatever, obviously that's got to be in your head then, right? That you're like, oh, I'm having a daughter. Yes.
Yeah, I know. Weird. Like, probably like Fritz and stuff. That guy that, like, kept his daughter chained up in the basement, that kids were there and stuff like that. And, but I've said before, right? The fact, what a sad world we live in when some children are born into sex slavery. Like, Immoral Technique talks about this. He is like, you know, like, if you're born as a baby into slavery, the grave would be, I can't remember his exact, but essentially the grave would be a blessing, because if you were born in this world of torture and, you know, especially like you're a kid and then you're just born into the sex trafficking trade and are used until they destroy you, essentially, it sounds disgusting, but this stuff happens in our world all the time. And people seem to not bat an eye. Like I said to Billy on the one episode, I was like, you know, they're all caring about all these kids being bombed in Gaza, which I think is disgusting and wrong. This dropping bombs indiscriminately in any country is wrong, because now 90% of warfare, 90% of people that are killed in warfare are civilians in today's day and age. Back in the day, it wasn't as bad because we were just dropping bombs like they're fucking, you know, like they're farts in an office. Like, it doesn't make sense. But then nobody cares about the thousands of children that are going missing in your cities all the time, every year, man.
Here's a question for you. And I don't know if,
going off topic.
And I suppose it's a bit off topic as well, like, but it's just kind of tie into that. Have you ever known anybody that you either, obviously you don't have to like give specific names or anything like that, but anybody who's either been like convicted or had anything like that go on with them, or somebody that you were always like, there's something not right about that dude.
I think so. I think there was, I'm pretty sure when I was, there was one person, my uncle, just kidding. But
like, whoa, where's this going?
I'm sure that I knew someone that was, a weirdo like that. And at the end of the day, right? Like, these people are most likely people within the family and all that kind of stuff too. And people don't even maybe realize it. And yeah, it's a creepy, weird world we live in, especially.
I went to school with a guy who.
Did you?
Who actually got convicted a couple of years ago.
Whoa, man.
Yeah. And like for years when we were in school, and if anybody from like my area listens to this, they'll instantly know who I'm talking about. But like, I remember in school, this guy was always like the something fucking weird about that dude. And like, people used to just like, I wouldn't say bully, but like, you know, those dudes that are just like, there's something not right. Like, and people will like try and like pants them and like trip them up and like just do shit like that, like terrorize them kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always like, this motherfucker is weird. And years ago when I was like in the height of my like drinking and shit all the time. And like, there was one night I left a club with a chick. And then he was like trying to do some weird thing, like maul her like outside while I was like getting cigarettes or something.
Yeah.
And I come back and I'm like, what's going on? She's like, oh, he's trying to like, I don't know, like kiss me or some shit. And of course, me being me, full of like fucking Heineken moobs and everything.
Yeah.
I was like, what's the story? Like, I can't remember whatever happened. I said something to him and then he got in my face. I punched him in the head. It was this whole big thing, and I was always like, that dude is so weird. I'd love to like stamp on his head. He's such a weirdo.
I definitely know some creeper dudes, man.
Like, a couple years later, he's like on the front of the local paper for having thousands of images of kids and shit.
Whoa.
And then in court, he used the excuse of being like, well, I got bullied in school, and then when I went to college, like, I couldn't get a girlfriend and stuff, so I was like all fucked up in the head. Guess what they'd done? Let him go.
Of course they did. That's what we do. Catch and release. Fuck it. Who cares? So crazy, man.
Let him go. He works in a local coffee shop here.
Let him go. Let him go.
Fucking
hell. And he'll fuck you in the snow. But yeah, it will be against your will. Just like, I don't know, like back, especially at this time, I feel like it was like there wasn't a lot of people in these towns. So he's like, you know, but he's fucking his daughter, his sister, this Peter Stump guy, and all while having a mistress and a live-in partner, which is essentially a wife that he must live. So he's got like pussy galore, man. Even disgusting that some of it is, it's from the family, but
that's the way he's thinking about it. I'm sure though. He's probably like, this is the best.
The dude is fucking, his punishment was cruel and severe. He was strapped on the Catherine wheel. And executioners peeled his flesh off using a hot iron pinchers in 10 places. So as they're like turning him on this wheel, they're like using hot pokers to like peel off his flesh, dude. Just like crazy, man. The public flaying was just the beginning of his execution, though. His arms and legs were broken while on the wheel. So I like they're probably like smacking it with like metal rods or something, right? Some sort of like baton or somewhere it was cracking his like bones, like or some like they got like a baseball bat, you know, they got like Babe Ruth's like distant, like long lost, you know, like his great, 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 great grandfather. And he's like bashing his, you know, his limbs. It's pretty fun. And then they beheaded him and then set it on fire. They cut off his head so, and set it on fire.
I can't help but like, so in my head, as horrific as that all is, like my mindset, I'm picturing like some hilarious, like, you know, Family Guy or South Park skit.
Yeah.
Like thinking about that, the fact that like, you know, they're pulling his flesh off at Red Hot Pokers and shit, then they break his arms and legs and then behead him and set him on fire. Like how extreme that is.
That is very extreme, man. It's like, he ain't dead yet. It's like, I'm pretty sure he's dead. Well, we want more, you know, because they have not watching TV. You know, you probably got some like lady like fucking finger banging herself in the back being like, I love this. This is the only entertainment I get. My husband never pleases me. I love carnage. I don't know why they always go Southern.
This, right? Think about this for a second, and it, you know, weird shit still happens all over the world, but imagine like being witness to something like that. Like, it's fine, we can say, look, we've watched like weird shit on the internet over the years from rotten.com and Live Leak and all this shit, but like could you imagine stand like being somewhere like you talked about how Toronto's become like a fucking cesspool and like just a pit, but imagine being like, say, somewhere like that for like a day out or something, and you just see something absolutely just like,
I wouldn't even know what to think. Like that dude that got stabbed up, that father in Vancouver, just because he told the guy to stop vaping around his daughter. Like just like in the, and people were just standing there filming it, and it's just like, whoa, like the bystander effect is real. Nobody wants to help each other out. Everyone's scared, doesn't want to help their own like neighbor out. And the Canadians are complacent to begin with, but like people should have been doing something. Like they've conditioned people so much that they won't even help each other out.
Like there was a girl recently who got R-worded by an immigrant in the UK on the London Underground. While there was like kids, adults, men, women, all on the train as well.
Dude, did you see what happened in fucking Congress, man? The fucking guy got butt fucked in like a Congress building, and they filmed it. A guy had like a head cam on, it got released to the internet and shit like that. And like they're like, they don't have no respect for like law, authority, the government. Like all, and these guys are like dressed up in suits. I didn't see it, but I saw like Tim Pool was talking about it, and then I saw like a meme about it. Like there was a video came out of two politicians or people in Congress saying like a guy getting butt fucked in the government building. Our world is going to fucking hell, man.
It is though. Like I wish I had enough money to do like the Joe Rogan experience, in the sense of like he just bought his own like ranch and just went, I'm going to be here. I'm going to podcast from here. I'm going to live here.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat from here. I'm going to do everything from here.
So everybody support the show, so me and Aaron can buy a big, we'll call it a compound. You know, we'll get some people together. I'll like start wearing a wig and I'll start fucking like everybody's wives.
Like, yeah. It's like a cult. And like, you have to bring all their girlfriends and they have to be super hot and you have to have loads of money.
But you can't fuck them. Only me and Aaron can fuck them.
Yeah, and you have to give us all your money and you have to have a minimum of like 100K to join, and it'll be really fun.
Dude, I want to get into some more cults. We've only covered two so far, so there's a lot of cults that we get into.
I want to get like some fucking grand wizard like costume.
Like Jimmy Savile, man. Get his like, see if you can buy his cloak. I'm sure that some Freemason has it in his closet and he's like, look, I'm Jimmy Savile, to his wife. His wife's like, get the fuck out of here, man. Officials took his severed head, attached it to a wolf's body, displaying it as a warning to the rest of the town folk regarding the evils of wolfery. Werewolfery. You don't want to be messing around werewolfery, do you? So they fucking put his head on a stake like Vlad the Impaler. His daughter and mistress were also burned at the stake. At the same time, his headless body was reduced to ashes. So like they killed his daughter. Like, do you think she was in on it? You know?
So they really got the shit end of the stick. So he basically fucked the shit out of the two of them and then they got murdered for it.
Yeah. The I don't know, the mistress, hey, you know, maybe he was just packing, dude. Maybe he's just packing.
That's why I asked that question about like what, how well endowed are werewolves supposed to be?
I know, exactly, because maybe, maybe it all comes,
on you?
No, it always comes full circle.
Mexican werewolves are coming up from Mexico.
Yes, too many people. They're just letting them in.
They're everywhere.
The first, oh, this is you. I want you to get into this.
So the very first werewolf trial occurred in 1521, where two serial killers were tortured into confessing their true nature as werewolves by the church. The two in question were Pierre Burgot and Michel Verdun.
Sure, Burgot. I would call him Burgot. Burgot, like he's a bread.
Together, they confessed to the murder and cannibalism of multiple young children.
Nice.
They confessed that both of them attended a pagan ritual where they both stripped down and rubbed a magical ointment on each other. Okay.
Whoa.
That ointment was what caused them to transform into werewolves, at which point they began their campaign of murder.
Werewolves are sexy. What are we doing here, man? We need to start rubbing oil on each other and then we'll like turn into werewolves together. Like that is so
That's a really weird ritual. It's like, let's both get nude and put special ointment on each other.
What do you
Where did you put said ointment?
Do you think it's cum or do you think like they're pissing on each other? Like they're in some like water sports.
Yeah, it's probably something like that. The first thing that came into my head was cum. I was like, please don't tell me they were like coming on each other. And
this
like,
cup, but they came into like a cup for like, you know, a month. Oh, and then they're like, we're like, this is our special ointment.
It's like fucking gone off milk.
So fucked, man. Ew. Ugh. So Burgot himself
shared his experience as a werewolf with the courts. He said, I was at first horrified at my four wolf's feet and the fur with which I was covered all at once, but I found that I could now travel with the speed of the wind.
I could travel into the speed of the wind. I was a fast werewolf. Do you think they actually believe this shit? Or did they? Were they tortured into confessing this? They were tortured into confessing the true natures of the werewolves by the church.
So look, right, there's a part of me that wants to believe in witches and werewolves and all that shit.
We know like witches exist, man. We know that.
Vampires.
Those chicks that go out to Ottawa and they dance around the moonlight. We know they're real.
I have a friend.
I see your crystals.
So there's one for you.
What?
I had a friend and his dad was a witch.
He was a warlock?
Yeah, well, he used to call himself a witch. He wouldn't call himself a warlock.
Wow.
He called himself a witch.
You know what? Was he a power bottom like Crowley?
It was so funny because even the dude, like, whose dad it was, he used to be like, you know, anytime anybody'd say anything, and then, like, he'd just butt in, like, and just make a joke. I'd be like, somebody could be like, oh, you know, my whole family died and my house burnt down and I lost my job and I lost everything. And he'd be like, oh, no, it's fine. It can never be as bad as me. My dad is a fucking witch. And that's what he tells people.
Do you think he hung out with like Savile or some shit? So I don't know.
I know, but he did used to do some weird shit where like he would get in like robes and like have daggers and shit and they would dance around. It was like some pagan, like weird fucking Wicca.
That definitely,
bullshit.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like Wicca. You know, we see all the ladies with the crystals, you know? And they got like these.
Look, I don't mind that stuff. If anyone has seen the Blair Witch 2, there's a really sexy Wicca, whatever.
I don't think I've ever seen that because you really want to cover it.
And like she gets nude. Like about halfway through the movie and she's like dancing around a tree doing her little ritual. And her
I think I'm going to watch that. I'm going to watch it without pants though.
I would advise. Watch it without pants.
It's like the jade rocks you shove up your vagina. Billy's supposedly like, I don't know if this is true, but he showed it on camera at one point when we were like doing stuff remotely. He was at the bar out east and this chick was like, you have a good energy. And then he pulled out this, like, it looks like it would hurt to go inside. It looks like a legit, like, crystal. Like, one of those ones that you would get from a place that sold, like, rocks. Cool rocks and crystals. You know, it's like, look at this sediment that they have. Da-da-da, whatever. And Billy's like, I hope that's not poop. There's a little brown on top. And it's like, he's like, she just reached down. And it looked like she was reaching her pants. And she pulled out this rock and gave it to him. And I'm like... If he wasn't lying, I don't know if that was a setup, but like he seemed very serious about it and he had the rock. So.
What?
It's got to keep it. Yeah. Jade, you know what jade eggs are, right?
Like, that's...
You know what jade egg is, right?
I don't even know what I would do in that situation.
You wouldn't lick it or something? I'd be like...
See, it all, I suppose it all depends on the situation, how hot she is, how drunk I am, how much, like, how sexy the whole vibe was. But, like, the idea of someone digging in their fucking ass or whatever and then pulling out pieces of stones with brown stuff on it, I'd be like, bitch, what the fuck?
Yeah, 100%. I think it was probably a bit, but I never know with Billy because he does have some strange stories. So when
Come up with this shit?
I don't know. In 1582, King Henry, I think that would be the 6th or 4th. I'm not good with Roman numerals. Me and Billy.
That is number 4.
4? Okay, I thought so. Okay. Was sick of the chaos in Lambernd, region of France. Sir, it's in France. So he commissioned 2 men to end the witchcraft, the wolfery, and the heresy plaguing the area. Those 2 men were Peter D. Langser, sir, a judge, and Jean D. Espagnet. I don't know, a polymath. What the fuck is a polymath, man?
Every time, dude, we get these stories with like all these big fucked up names that we don't know how to pronounce.
I can like everyone knows I can't pronounce names. Like I don't know what it is. Last names always get me because most times they're pronounced like. That they're pronounced a way that you're not even trying to like pronounce it.
Yeah, yeah.
So of the two,
do you know what a polymath is?
No, a cuckold, another name for a cuck.
No, maybe so. But apparently, it is a person of wide knowledge or learning.
Huh? I'm a polymath then. I identify as a polymath.
I was going to make... I'll bag it. I'll bag it for when we go offline.
Yes, 100%. We have a fun stuff coming for the Patreon. We'll be able to say whatever we want. That's why it's so...
I had a really good bit there earlier.
I should have done it. Who gives a shit? Of the two, Pierre was decidedly more pious, righteous, and he was a violently effective man. No one was safe from Judge Pierre. It sounds so scary. Men, women, and children, even priests, were tortured and murdered for their crimes. But it's like the idea of the witch trial. If you go back, we did an episode about the... Malus Maleficarum, where the guy, the witch judge, the guy that was like the witch hunter, it was up to him. And he would fake it a lot of the times where we'd have this like a fake needle. And if you bled or didn't bleed that you were a witch, and they would fake it and stuff like that. Just cause you know, and then they would do like these searches, be like, strip down. I want to see if you're a witch, see if you have a wart or some sort of thing on your body. And then they would like give him the strip. And then they would just like, be like, let me just feel this, you know? So I'm just like get all my hands on that, you know. So like they were just doing it to
let me just finger blast you there just to make sure.
So let me see. It's like I got really up in there. So fucked. So his work in France in this place resulted in the executions of 600 people over the course of just 3 years, man. He also had...
Hold on, not to cut you off for a second, because I can't stop thinking about that now that you've said that, because there's a lot of like creepy, weird, like incestual R-word assault themes to a lot of these stories.
100%, yeah.
And I can't help but wonder, like, I don't know why, it just baffles me, like, you know, like earlier when you made the joke about like the dude was like, you know, getting pussy and he was like...
yeah.
And like, that's probably how those guys think about it. But I'm just trying to picture in my head, like, when you're in these situations, what do you get from doing something like that while the person is like probably screaming, crying, probably vomiting and like, you know, like what part of that makes you go, this is really sexy and like she's really into this. This is really cool.
The some of the reason why they would like it is because she wasn't into it, right? Like so because I've studied so much serial killers, it's so bizarre, right? Like I get the idea of a little rough play and getting a little like, you know, handsy and stuff like that.
Like imagine, right, you go to touch your wife and every time you do, she starts crying hysterically, puking everywhere. And she's like vomiting all over herself and like there's like snots coming out of her nose and she's like, I just don't get it. It's like, what? Exactly what's wrong with your fucking mind?
It is funny because you like that's part of the reason. Like some of these serial killers couldn't get off without torturing people, or you know, the white stuff wouldn't come out until they like they had to like torture people or see blood, right? When eventually we get into Andre Chikatilo and people like him, it seems like he wouldn't get hard unless he was like, you know, soaked in blood. Even Richard Chase, me and Billy just covered. I think the first time he actually like came, he was impotent. He like fucked the corpse of, I think this chick, the one chick, Teresa. And that was the first time that he actually got off.
I suppose, yeah. And it's which the is same crazy. What was it? The fucking the toy box killer guy?
Yeah.
He was kind of similar, like how matter of fact the whole thing was. And it was like, you're not going to
learn. You're going to get your ass stuffed with grilled cheese and I'm going to eat it out of it.
Remember all that? He was like, your holes are going to be sore and all this.
So
like,
weird.
Oh, dude.
So crazy. So the 600 people were killed over the course of just 3 years. He held very racist views, believing that the indigenous community and the Jewish community. What's the Basque? Basque. I'm going to look that up real quick. Fucking words, man. I don't know these French words. They're a ethnic group, whatever, of Southwestern Europe, European ethnic.
Never heard of
them. Yeah, me neither. Don't know. Weird, strange, different times. Maybe they killed them all. And the Jewish community were responsible for the witchcraft and black magic plaguing Europe. It's always the Jews, right? Like, and then obviously now we've built in this society where you can't talk about that stuff or you get like canceled. I'm not saying anything too crazy, just to bear with me for a sec. But it is funny how throughout history, it seemed like they were definitely like a targeted community. But I know I believe now that like certain people, like the Zionist kind of, they hide behind this group because they've been persecuted for so long throughout history that if you hide behind a group that's been persecuted that you can't really say anything about, or you get labeled some anti or ism, right? It just, I don't know. It's a little bizarre. Don't you think? It's a little bizarre.
You said it sounded really cool before, but okay, we'll go with whatever.
Yeah. They're like, you know what? You know, that guy with the mustache, you know what he did to us? Let's do that to brown people. That's so fucked up. Both sides are equally complicit in war. Dun, dun. Or it could
be. You know what? I don't know which one I prefer more.
It's sad. I think what's happening overseas is brutal on both sides. Both are complicit in war crimes. Don't let me talk about it again. So his methods were brutal and mad. Pierre was so obsessed with the details surrounding the alleged black magic of werewolves. During his torture sessions, he would ask the victims about their carnal encounters with demons. So this guy's like jerking off while he's like, can you tell me about your time with demons? I want to know. Can you tell me? I would like to know what you fucked a demon.
I like that voice. You switched it up. It's not Southern anymore. I don't know why I'm just only realizing this now or something. It's just becoming more prevalent to me, but how many of these stories we talk about, especially like on your show, why does everything involve some sort of like weird fetish, like sexual undertone? Like literally every story ever for some reason.
Aliens, paranormal, like there's so many.
What is that about? Like what does that say about the world?
It's because we are sexual beings at the core, right? And you got to get it out in a healthy way, or you might murder someone, you know, or like the priest, right? It's like, you know, we all know about that. We're not going to get into that. It's like,
as I'm going to get you to do like,
I need a priest costume.
A live watch along of like the Magdalene Sisters or A Song for a Raggy Boy or something.
I don't know
like
what the
that.
Hell that is. A Song for a Raggy Boy?
It's a movie about like all that carry on, but it's set in Catholic Ireland.
Can I wear a priest costume while we do it?
Sure. Even better. And like there's like, there is scenes in it like where it shows exactly how. The very quick version would be the story kind of follows a teacher in like a Christian brother school.
Yeah.
And he's obviously like straight edge, like completely legit. And he starts to see this shit going on.
Weird.
So he tries to like confront the Christian brothers and stuff. Yeah, but obviously at the time, like they had a monopoly on it. So they were like, motherfucker, we're going to fuck all these boys and you're going to do nothing.
You're going to sit there and you're going to watch.
And like there's scenes in it like where they show like how the priests would have like lured the young boys into like the bathrooms and stuff, and like there's a scene where he's like butt fucking the kid up again like the bathroom stall, and then he gives him like a little small bag with like two or three sweets in it. He's like, get those sweeties now and make sure not to tell anybody. And he's like sweating and he's like whispering in his ear. He's all like, get these sweeties.
So creepy, man.
Dude, it's like every time I see it, like I've seen it a handful of times.
It's like your favorite movie.
Every time I see it, like my stomach turns. And then the white stuff comes out.
It's just so crazy. Because, like, that, I want to, like, I could probably find something mad, like, fucked up that we get into some point about priests. And part of me just, like I like talking about really fucked up shit because I think the fans love it. You know, it's all about them. I know you guys are a bunch of fucking weirdos and strangers out there. A bunch of strange brews, you know? And I've changed it. There's the hose heads, which are the males, and the hosettes. I like that, eh? I just changed that. The hosettes will be the chicks that listen to the show.
Nice.
Which we have one watching along with our stream. Because we're doing...
Sorry, hosettes. Tom is now married, so...
Yeah, it's just sex, yeah. You know? It's the best thing that ever happened to me.
I'm going to clip that and send it to Jesse.
That's fucking weird.
You're a strange duck.
But you know, so like I sometimes it's just interesting, especially like if I know these stories, especially even with you or Billy or even Brett, because like I told Brett that I was like, we have to dive into some serial killers at some point, because it's always interesting to see people's reactions and thoughts when you talk about some of the horrific crimes that have gone on throughout even centuries, like what we're talking about now kind of thing, right? And how like this guy would asked his victims about the carnal encounters with demons while he's like, you know, five finger fists in it, right? And then the more he tortured them, the more clear and vivid their detailed recollections became. Well, it makes sense because he's like, tell me more about it. And then it's like, the demon stuck a finger in my ass. He's like, yes, tell me more. The demon, his dick was huge, veiny, thick.
Did he stick two fingers? Yes, yes, he did.
You know, his methods were so brutal that he was removed from his position as a judge and the remaining trials were dismissed in 1614. According to Pierre, any moral slight was worthy of torturous scrutiny. To dance incessantly, eat excessively, make love diabolically, commit atrocious acts of sodomy, blasphemy scandalously. Wow, he's spitting some rhymes. Avenge themselves insidiously, run after all horrible, dirty and cruelly unnatural desires, keep toads, vipers, and lizards, and all sorts of poison as precious things, love passionately a stinking goat. Oh, he's talking about fucking goats now. Whoa, is this guy from the Middle East? Sorry, everybody. Caress him lovingly, associate with him and his mate with him in disgusting and scabrous fashion. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing any of these words probably. Are these not the uncontrolled characteristics of an unparalleled lightness of being and execrable and inconsistencies that can be expeculated. I don't even know half these fucking words. Expelled, whatever. Only through the divine fire and justice placed in hell. Only through the divine fire that justice placed in hell. I don't know why these people spoke the way they did. It honestly, English kind of became boring because it's funny that so a lot of these like older episodes. You know, older episodes, but when we talk about quotes from, you know, back in, you know, the 15, 1600s or whatever, some of the words they use are definitely more advanced in description of what we do. Expiate. Yeah, yeah. Expiate. I've never even heard of that word. Expiate. It says to get guilt is a guilt or sin. So weird. I hope everybody liked that voice I did, because that's exactly what I think he sounded like.
I mean, it was probably pretty... What was that? I seen a common flesh.
Yes, Hosette. Congratulations, yes. That's... Yes. Congratulations to me. All right, let's keep this going.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
So I have to say to Chelsea,
I was wrong. You were right.
Now that we're married.
You're the best. I'm the worst.
That is literally the life of a man.
Yeah, so true, man. All right. Bring it in, bro. So we're going back to the fucking, we're going back to French. France.
We're going back to French. In the bustling French capital of Paris lived a tailor whose name was completely lost to history. And it wasn't because of his poor records. It was because his name was actually erased from every record possible, including newspapers, due to the horror of his crimes.
See, this is what I'm saying, dude. They have supposedly tablets that are being deciphered by AI about our ancient history. Who knows? Because there's thousands of tablets that have never been deciphered, and so now they're using AI to do it. And I was even talking to my boss about this, and I was like, I was like, why would they tell us? He's like, well, there's scholars and stuff doing it and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, but they probably wouldn't tell. Like, he's like, if they tell us the truth, it's going to be a matter of speculation or whatever. But I'm like, we don't know what, I don't believe we know anything about our history, about anything. So they can just scrub records. Like eventually, even when we talk about the Carcerian Mafia, that's something that like they tried to supposedly scrub from the records so people wouldn't really know about what was going on with some of these empires and people that were influencing our society. So it's a little weird. Like you can just scrub like most records of, I mean, we don't even know this guy's name. Because they scrubbed the records, you know?
Yeah, well, like, and that's a proven thing. Like, I mean, even over this side of the world, like, there was a whole big thing at one point. If you look at the school history books in, like, Irish schools, and then you look at the school history books in English schools, they have two completely different versions of the same story.
And now we just put porn books in school. It's all fine.
Yeah.
They're going to get on the internet anyway.
Now we just have drag queens go in and tell
us. This is the justification of them keeping these books on the fucking in school libraries is because kids will be able to access it online anyway. That doesn't make it right that you should put it in public institutions, you psychopaths. All right, let's keep going.
Drag queens in school.
Yeah.
Legends say he lured children into a shop where he tortured and violated them after he had broken.
Sounds familiar.
This is the part that's like sick for me.
Yeah.
After he had broken their spirits, he would slit their throats, dismember their corpses, and eat them to the bone.
Whoa, man. Like literally like chicken wings. Like that guy that always like, yeah, is like, you didn't finish chicken wings. Guy like peels off every bit of the bone.
So grim.
Yeah.
Just the idea of like, how they worded that, you know, after he had broken their spirits.
Dude, yeah, I know. And I've been, I started watching Wrong Turn, which I'm enjoying for our, that we're going to be getting into a deep dive. It might be not far after this actually gets released. And like the idea of when they bring in the one chick, the redhead, and she's just like, she's been slaughtered. And then they're going to like, they start cutting off her leg to like eat it. I'm like, whoa, man. And there's like, I'm sure throughout history, there is people that did stuff like this, especially when you didn't have any outlets or they didn't understand mental health or how people could be like clinically insane. And then, you know, they just become adapted to maybe living in the circumstance of being out in the woods or some place where you had to salvage food from nature. And then, you know, what's the closest thing? You got a neighbor next door, you know? He looks tasty. You're like really hungry. You're like, that deer runs too fast. This guy's fat and I think I can catch him.
I don't know. I feel like this though kind of goes off the rails now because so the last part of this story in 1598, he confessed after being tortured to also prowling the woods at night as a wolf to hunt and kill even more children. It's said that his shop in Paris was searched and barrels filled with the bleached bones of his victims were found. He was very quickly found guilty and burned at the stake. Now, I don't doubt that like this guy could have existed and was probably some weird serial killer like sex creep.
Yeah.
But that does kind of sound like, oh yeah, he confessed after he was tortured a shit ton that he was also a wolf, blah, blah, blah. Because I think that's like the lesser of two evils in the sense of being like, I'm caught and I'm going to die. So I want to just die quicker. I want this to be over with.
Yeah, yeah. So you,
so like, if it was me, I would probably do the same thing. I'd probably like, yeah, I was on the moon and I turned into a werewolf and I turned into a vampire and I done all this shit. Just kill me.
Quick. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if burning at the stake would be quick though.
I'm assuming he didn't know which way he was going to be killed. He was probably imagining like whatever's the easiest way for me to just be like gone.
Yeah, I agree. This might.
I picture fucking Ted Levine in The Hills Have Eyes where he's on the fucking cross.
Oh, yeah. He's screaming his head. That would be torturous, dude. Being burnt alive. We did the worst ways to die. Not dumb ways to die, but
dumb ways to die.
the worst ways to die. And we talked about like being burnt alive, what would be like worse, or crucified like Jesus. Everyone go back. People actually really enjoyed that episode when it did come out. And that it's wild. I guess when Billy's buddy Alex was on, and he's half black, so we could say a lot of fun jokes. It was great. Billy was using the N-word like freely. I'm just kidding. He's like, I can't I? And we're like, no, don't do that. you don't get a pass by a light skin N-word. Just fucking kidding, everybody. Calm down. It's just jokes. Don't worry. We used to make the joke that all we need is now an Asian and somebody that was mentally challenged, and we could say whatever we want. Because we had someone who was someone who was gay, someone who was black, someone who was white, and then we just need a couple more puzzle pieces, and then we have the ability to say whatever we want, right? I got Jamaican family, I'm black from the waist down, you know, so it's everything's fine, man. Everyone just calm down a little bit and stop taking everything so seriously.
It's only a laugh, lads. Come on, Melissa, don't be getting all.
But her one of the most well-known werewolf trials is that of Giles Garner. That's why I said we might be able to dive into a deeper episode on him at some point down the road, even if it's a couple years, aka the werewolf of Doyle. Sure. It looks like Doyle the juice. Well, Doyle rules. He famously was accused for murdering and tearing apart children who lived in the town of Doyle, France. It's a lot of French people. Okay, it's a lot of French people that are killing children and then eating them like they're like a steak, you know? Hog roast.
I need to get that sound effect on my soundboard.
What?
O'Doyle rules.
I know, we definitely need that. It was around, like I said, I've been finding so many good fun sound effects. Just wait. It was around the early 1570s when kids started to disappear from the town, and people actually believed a werewolf was to blame. The town launched search parties armed with pole arms to find the wolf. I have to look up what a pole arm is. That is very strange. Never heard of that word in my life. Pole arms. Oh, whoa. That's cool. Ah, that's cool. It's kind of like, it's like a spear. I was going to call it something else. People would probably get mad at. But it's like,
do it.
I don't know. I was going to call it the Muslim axe.
Ooh, rude.
See, that's, but it looks like that. Go Google it. It looks like what, like, you know, the Ottoman Empire and shit would use to kill people. Pole arm. Do you see it? Do you know what I mean? Is that wrong of me to say? It looks like what the Ottoman Empire would like march around with, you know, these big long like spears. But it kind of had like an axe. There's some of them that are different, but they have kind of like an axe side, and then like kind of comes out into a spear. It would be a good weapon, not gonna lie. Because you can always break it off and make it shorter and then have two. You know? Fun stuff.
I'm just reading this story here that you're talking about. Like, and it's just,
yes.
They're all so similar in the sense of like,
I can't help but feel children.
All the common threads of like torture and shit.
Yeah. During one patrol, the townsfolk came across a little girl being mauled by what looked like a wolf. They chased it away and then believed it was Garner. It could have just been a wolf that was hungry. It's a possibility. Garner was immediately taken in the town to be interrogated, most likely tortured. During his confession, he admitted to killing and eating four children. He also confessed to bringing home parts of the body to share with his family. Garner was quickly found guilty and was burnt at the stake in January 1573. Imagine like crazy. I'm home. Okay, what's French?
Ha-ha, I'm home. Wife and daughter, I found for you. I found this nice
I thought you were just going to do that like,
I found this body on the side of a road. Did you not kill it, Papa? No, I do not do that.
It's going like French-Canadian. I'm going off the rails on this one.
There is an argument to be made here for all of these people in all of these places were all just severely mentally ill.
100%.
And like making up all these stories because you have nothing better to do.
Yeah.
And it's like, let's just pick someone today and, what's on the TV tonight? Well, we're going to get Jimmy down the road and we're going to cut pieces off and break all his bones.
Because we think he's weird. He made advances at my wife, like it's something like that. Like even like maybe the richer folks or people that were in higher status or in positions of power. And then they were like, you know, he'd made advances at my wife. He's a werewolf, you know,
because it does kind of tie into I can't remember what it was we talked about like a long time ago. The idea of like. Was it in the witch episode?
Yeah.
I think maybe where like dudes would just be like, you know what? I'm sick of this bitch. She practices witchcraft. Yeah. Put her in the fucking
hospital. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, where it's like, she reads books. We need to kill her. You know, yeah,
we need to kill her. Or if we don't kill her, we need to lock her somewhere forever.
100%.
So I don't have to deal with her shit. That sounds more fun.
Yeah, I know.
That sounds more cool.
I can't believe I was the idea was so of
that.
Rude.
We should probably bring that back, to be honest.
I know. Yeah.
Weren't you saying that actually? You were like, now
that
you
don't bring me into this. That was Billy. Billy always has said that we should lock women in asylums. She said that if they get out of hand, we need to throw them in asylums. You know, that's
it's just really weird because I vividly remember you saying, oh, dude, now that I'm married, I wish that was still like in play where I could just like tell everybody my wife was like doing something so I could lock her away forever and not have to do with her shit anymore.
And then just come for a good poking every so often.
Yeah, and you can just do what you want then out in the real world as well.
All right, bring it in. I can't believe I made a joke against Muslims and Jews on this show. I got to cut that out.
We're back to me again, are we?
Yes. The 80-year-old man.
Okay, so in 1692, an 80-year-old man by the name of... How would you pronounce that?
Thias.
That'd be my yeah, that kind of sounds right, Thias. Actually, to be honest, which I wouldn't have even thought that. Openly confessed to being werewolf without the prerequisite torture session. During his trial, he claimed werewolves were the hounds of God who routinely went into hell to combat demons and witches. He also brought back the earthly goods demons had stolen from the people. He went as far as to admonish a priest, claiming his work as a werewolf was far more godly than anything the priest had done. Weirdo. Yeah. Definitely mentally ill or something. Yeah, yeah. The church was aghast. For centuries, their narrative was dependent on the fact werewolves were the devil's playthings. By that point, they had run tens of thousands of trials over Europe condemning confessed werewolves, most of whom were put to death brutally. Thias wasn't burned to death at the stake. Instead, his punishment was 10 lashes. He was banished from the church as the judge did not buy his good werewolf bit.
Oh, that's fine.
Weird. Why didn't they kill him?
So, yeah, I know. That's weird. They just banished him. And we're like, we don't really believe what you said, so you can just get out of here.
Do you know what, though? That's kind of I guess maybe because he was 80 years old or whatever.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like, it's a similar thing. Like, and I suppose it's the same even now. If somebody starts to like out something or like get to the bottom of something,
yeah,
the new like burning at the stake is to be like, oh, have you seen this lunatic, this conspiracy guy?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, he's obviously a fucking idiot, and then they just completely
it's fucking
like,
crazy
destroy
dude.
Your character.
It's crazy because it's like, oh, like I remember like a buddy was saying like you talked about the New World Order for like years, and this was like during the clot shot stuff. And, you know, I was posting a lot of stuff at that point, be like, you guys are like, you know, not shaming anybody, but I was angry at the time. Like, guys, don't follow along with this. This doesn't sound sound. This medical advice they're giving sounds very dangerous and sounds like stuff that would have got people in trouble way back in the day when the Nuremberg trials, but yet today we allow it. It's bonkers, right? And he's like, you've been talking about the New World Order for a while. And I was like, they have admitted it. Every fucking president, every like person that's been in power, every like, there, you know how many people like Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., George Bush, Biden, and you know how many people have said that they want to bring about a new world order? They openly say it, and it's like, oh, conspiracy theorists, or people call conspiracy theorists for talking about a new world order because the people in power keep mentioning a new world order. The fucking King Charles said we need a new world order. Come on, people, wake up.
I wonder, is the word conspiracy also flagged by the algorithms?
I would hope not.
Or is that too obvious?
That's That it probably is, not gonna lie, because a lot of conspiracy stuff does get taken down. And that's why I was like, I told Billy, we gotta start like code wording stuff, especially for YouTube. That's why I really push for Rumble, but like do like the government. You know what I'm talking about? The guy, like, just like say it goofy and maybe it won't catch it.
Yeah. Like you know? I said it before.
Conspiracy.
About, there's a lot of fucking true crime channels I listen to, and like they have reverted to saying things like the R word or she got SA'd by this person.
Yeah, I've seen that too, because people are trying to watch themselves. Yeah. And the thing is, especially when it comes to like podcasting, and if you're talking about these specific cases, especially when you're like, I would say being a little more serious about it and wanting to give the full details of some of these true crime cases, I feel like it makes more of an impact when you actually say the word and people understand how bad it was, rather than people just dance around this thin line of these certain words that people don't want to hear. But these things happen all the time. Your government is complicit in some of these things to do with R words and child trafficking, all this stuff, and people like don't want to talk about it because it's like, oh no, I'm gonna be taken off the algorithm. That's why you support free speech channels at the end of the day. And like as a podcast, if you're not saying outlandish stuff and like us, like, you take nothing seriously. I dare you to take something seriously. You shouldn't probably do that. But the idea is like we're just speculating on stuff and usually talking about different topics that branch out and reach a large, wide stuff that is controversial to begin with. To analyze and serial killers, even just that is kind of controversial, you know?
Do you know what's kind of mad as well? Like the idea of years ago, something like, you know, if somebody said like a curse word or something or a swear word on radio or something like that, you would have that like beep. And it would just block out that. But like, we're getting to the stage now where like a conversation would nearly just have to be like beep, 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 where like nobody's allowed to say any words or say anything about anybody.
It's funny. That's like when I posted one clip a while ago on strangebrew.podcast, like on our Instagram, I used the filters or whatever. And, or the captions, and then it was constantly beeping me and Billy out. And I was like, our whole podcast would just be one giant beep if we censored ourselves. Right. And,
basically though,
but that's why we're looking for a specific type of audience, right? We know we're not going to get everybody, but we want the people that understand dark humor and take nothing to offense, that people that actually have a thick layer of skin, not people that have paper mache skin that cry if someone doesn't tell them their right pronoun, even though they look like something, you know, whatever. Anyways.
Oh, I was just about to dive into something, and there's something that's been on my mind.
Wait till a rant episode. This is what you have to look forward to, because we'll be doing rant episodes for audio and probably live on Rumble, and then not be so much on YouTube. There's only so much stuff that we're going to put on YouTube when it comes to the show, more of the main topic episodes. But for rant episodes, like, you're going to have to catch it on Rumble or the main audio waves, because people are sensitive.
And that first one, you guys are definitely going to want to keep an eye on our socials for, because I am going to go fucking berserk.
We have one. We want to do one for the Patreon and go full on rant style and dive into our thoughts about stuff. But I actually want to talk about some specific stuff that's happening around the world very soon. You guys will be probably hearing that. So in 1598, just outside of France again, in Angers, French. Everyone over there is like, motherfucker! Oh, that's not in French, but ha-ha, it's got to go ha-ha, and I can get the accent back. You know, they're all angry, like, ha-ha-ha!
All I know of France is like that. Oh, oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
That's about it.
I know, je m'appelle Thomas, because we have French. Bonjour, comment ça va?
Oh, yeah.
Ça va bien. That, yeah. And then I fucking hate learning French in school. Hunters described the body of a badly mutilated teenager and chased off the wolf eating it. The hunters followed the trail of blood, and instead of a wolf, they found Jack Roulette, Jekylls, whatever his name's probably Jack in French. The werewolf of Caud, C-A-U-D, Caud, He was naked, covered in blood, and held pieces of human flesh in his hands. They immediately took him into town, where he's reportedly arrested and tried for his horrific crimes, these horrendous murders, after some time of being tortured, Roulette confessed to having the ability to transform into a werewolf. After Roulette's confession, he has been able to transform into a wolf since he was a child, thanks to the salvia his parents gave him. It's just a medical ointment, and weird, a medical ointment.
Strange.
Yeah, so weird. Or it says or flattery. Weird.
There's the second story now that involves special ointment.
I know, so weird. Come, everything's come. So Roulette was found guilty of murder and cannibalism and was sentenced to death. However, his case was quickly appealed. The court found that he was actually just insane, not a werewolf, and locked him away in the sanitarium for his malicious deeds. I feel like most of these people were probably insane.
Yeah.
You want to talk about clinical lycanthropy?
Because, like, I think anybody who's willing to do anything like this is probably severely mentally ill to start with.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but thinking that. Yeah, so clinical lycanthropy is a condition where a person believes that they are able to transform into a beast, such as a wolf or other predator. Dr. Jan Dirk Blom
studied clinical lycanthropy. Jan Dirk Blom. She studied
in 1850 and found at least 13 cases where people were identified as transforming into a wolf over a 150-year period. Although rare, it was certainly enough to link them all together as a common mental illness. And it wasn't until the first time lycanthropy was noted as a form of insanity. The condition was noted as far back as the 7th century.
Wow.
By a physician, Paul of
Argina. Argina! Whatever. Yeah, that's weird.
They noted that some people suffered from an animalistic dissociation from humanity. Like, I think that sounds more
realistic.
See, this is the thing as well that kind of fascinates me, though.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I'm not saying, I don't know if I believe that, like, I could, if I was mentally ill and I believed that I was a werewolf enough that I could, like, manifest into a werewolf.
Yeah, yeah.
But for anyone out there who has seen, have you seen the movie Split?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or the movie Glass, the sequel.
Yeah, that. And if you were able to, like,
the idea,
dude, yeah,
that he, like, he suffers from that, like, multiple personality disorder and, like, believes it so much so that, like, they were like, yeah, he's actually able to, like, nearly change his physicality. Like, he becomes stronger, he becomes more, like, fucking aware and, like,
dude, they, what about the strength mothers have when they're like, kid is trapped under a car? That's real and documented, that there is people that have this this crazy immense strength when their fight or flight starts to kick in. So imagine if someone had some sort of personality disorder where they or just clinically insane, where they really believed in their head that they were some sort of werewolf creature. It is quite possible that they could do feats of strength and do things like tear apart a body with their own teeth beyond the capability and comprehension of most humans' brains. They're watching it being like, how could he do this? Like, what? He's a monster. Even though, like, it's his mind. Your mind is more powerful than I think people will ever understand. And it probably manipulates the reality around you. Pretty crazy. So during the handful of the centuries where the werewolf trials took place, Europe was pretty, it was a bad place. You know, during that time, the Protestant Reformation was sweeping through the land and was threatening the power of the papacy in Rome, the fucking goddamn Catholics. Religion conflicts dotted Europe and fractured the Holy Roman Empire, which eventually culminated into the 30 Years' War. Oh yeah, this would actually kind of be an interesting episode. In the early 17th century, because the church was losing so much influence, they turned to an old age practice to bolster their ranks. The sub-submission of local religions. The church turned local gods into saints And they also turned more of the animalistic beings from smaller religions into creatures influenced by the devil. So they used, essentially, really, they used propaganda to influence people, to push them away from these other religions that maybe were based on paganism or even some ancient practices that we probably have lost throughout history. And like we've, like I've said, they erase our history. So even the church and the Vatican and all these places, like the Church of England, a bunch of these religions throughout history, Catholics specifically, even Christians, Muslims, all of them, they've all kind of pushed other religions out or people of influence or different thought processes throughout history. They pushed it out to the wind so people wouldn't believe in something other than their religion. We've learned throughout history, right, that religion will kill and conquer people just to, on their beliefs. The fact that how many, like, these people are fighting and killing each other over religion because you think your religion is more righteous is fucking bonkers, man.
And the thing about it is now, like, in modern day, I think for people, at least it should be, in my opinion anyway, really hard to disagree with the facts.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not just something that, like, is a belief system of me or you where, like, I'm like, oh, well, I don't like the color, you know, green and because of this and that. Like, it's literal facts in the sense of, like, no, this is actually a thing that's happened time and time again.
All throughout history.
The amount of, like, propaganda and brainwashing and, like, even currently right now, like, shit that's, like, put there to try and distract. I mean, even the whole idea of sports being created as, like, that distraction.
100%.
Like, yeah, get your beers, support your sports team, punch the head off your neighbor because you both support different teams, but don't worry about the fact that we're bending both of you over and fucking
yeah universe. And I've said that numerous times, right? The idea, like, you'll ride over the Vancouver hockey games because that's what happened in Canada, but you won't ride over your taxes being raised so they can launder your money in war, or you're like, or like the, what we have in Canada, the carbon tax, that it does nothing to stop pollution or any of the stuff that's going on. And people are so brainwashed. I did a video recently. I was like, we gotta start paying these people and stuff. And then someone was like, you think it's insane that, you know, they want to raise people's taxes. Like, you say that's how is that corrupt? And I'm like, what? Taxation is theft. I don't care what anyone thinks out there. You can build infrastructure with tariffs. If your country actually has the ability to produce products that the world needs, there's ways around taxes. They just use your taxes to keep you as a debt slave. So everyone realizes that is the way of controlling the people and how they've enslaved people for the past, like, I don't know how long, hundreds of years, but at least since, like, they've done the income tax and all these different taxes, that keeps you a debt slave. You are a slave, Neo.
And that's, I was re-listening to an episode of Joe Rogan, actually, earlier today with Eddie Bravo. And, like, they got into some conspiracy stuff, like, and they were talking about LA and the fact that, like, Eddie was like, I was going to move to Florida because I just wanted to be away from there because of the homeless and because of the taxes and shit like that. And, like, they just made the point of, like, you know, you make $100K in LA and the first payment you're making is a 14% government tax or state tax or whatever. Yeah. So that's 14 grand instantly gone. Then you've got to pay, like, property tax. You've got to pay this tax. You've got to pay that tax. And, like, they were just talking about the idea of, like, I don't mind paying tax, but if somebody could explain to me what my $20,000 a year is getting me.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying to people.
I'd be happy.
That, like, I keep saying, like, have the understanding that you should have, there should be an agreement of where your tax money goes. And the fact that very little of our money goes to benefit us in the country that we live in. The amount of money they've sent overseas to other countries is astronomical. You couldn't even understand how much in the last 20 years has been sent to other countries that then gets laundered through proxy wars and pharmaceutical companies and everything else. And this is why, like, I'm getting heated, recently, just because people are waking up at and one end of it, and then people that are just laying down like their dogs dying and just allowing it to happen. And this is the biggest issue, that the people have the power. Sorry to get off a rant episode. We weren't supposed to be doing this ranty stuff. We're supposed to save it so we can yell about it, because there's stuff I want to talk about from the Great Reset to like Disney to all the stuff. So we're going to be covering a bunch of stuff on an upcoming episode where we can rant. But at the end of the day, right? So then when people died and livestock died, when crops failed, it became commonplace for these churches to interrogate and judge and execute werewolves and witches who confessed to their crimes, quotations. All these levels of trials were often brutal, extreme torture, and were used during interrogation. So people kind of just confessed because they were being tortured to such an extent. And all these were standard practice to burn the guilty at the stake. So if you even disagreed with the church, yeah, it's heresy. And then, you know, you'll burn at the stake for going against my God. You know, it's bullshit. You know, and the thing is, like, it's so hypocritical on all. I just want to say one last thing about like churches and religion. They'll burn down all these Christian churches and these Catholic churches in Canada. But if somebody burnt down a fucking mosque, the whole world would everyone freak out and be like, fucking bigot, racist, and everything. But it's okay if it's white people's religion, especially recently. So I just think it's everyone is a hypocrite. Even myself, I will admit that, because I'm self-aware, but the most of you out there are not that smart. And I'm not talking about the people that listen to the show. I'm talking about like people in general that are out there in the world, the mass population. If you're listening to the show, you must be clued in a bit and see that there is stuff going on that you can't explain, and why are we doing this? But come on, people. Like, religion was created to divide and conquer us. As much as you want to think your religion's right or whatever, at the end of the day, it's been used as a tool to kill and murder people indiscriminately under the guise of that God told you to.
And it happens time and time again. Like, I mean, even look at somewhere like Russia. I mean, Putin has been in charge of that place for how long now?
Yeah.
And has the potential to be there till, what, 2036?
I'm sure that Trudeau wants to do the same thing.
He changed the term from like your standard 4 years or whatever to a minimum of 6 years. Remember that dude there a while back who was like trying to fucking start that whole like coup thing against him, and it lasted like 6 hours. The dude went to go visit Putin. His plane blew up in the sky, like conveniently. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, but it ties in. It does tie back to all of this, because I think
the witch trials
stories like this, yeah, it shows you like that this all carried over. Like, I mean, there's probably, I don't know, like I said at the start, I would like to believe that werewolves are real,
yeah,
and all that shit is out there, and there's all these cryptids and things, but there is certain aspects, I think, of history where I'm like, is it werewolves, or is it like that thing again? Is it like the state or the people burn in charge,
yeah,
or whatever?
Because somebody opposes,
and it's
them,
like, yeah. And you know, and it would be really easy to brainwash all like the morons into being like, okay, well, anyone that speaks against us obviously needs to be killed instantly.
Look at what's happening, man, on both sides of this war, on the war between the pride stuff, all that stuff, man. People are like calling for like the murders of like, let's exterminate the people. I'm not going to say the word because they'll probably get us flagged, even though we probably are at this point. But this idea that the people are calling for the deaths of groups of people because they think that they're more justified, when we are all human, there is one race, the human race. People seem to not get it. It is crazy because I've always been in touch with all the stuff of like, come on, what is people doing? We got to stop arguing and fighting with each other. Because like I always say, if you look up and start to realize who the people are that are really orchestrating all these events, and then you're causing people to war with each other, and like, I'll murder and death just because your cause is more justified in your delusional mind, you know? And like I said, like I'm sure we have religious people in the audience, Christians and stuff like that. Like Brett's Christian. He follows the Ten Commandments and stuff like that. And I question him on some of his beliefs, but it's firm in his mind. But he also questions a lot of things also, right? And he's just like, I just follow the moral ethics of like Christianity, and I understand that too, right? So I don't, and even I've had friends of all walks of life, okay? Everyone, mostly. So the idea that, you know, people got to stop, it's just come together, you know? If it doesn't hurt, I'm a libertarian, anarchist, whatever. If it doesn't hurt somebody else, if you're not hurting somebody else, you know, then Believe what you want.
You're crazy.
I like that one. I'm going to have to start using them.
Let's bring it to a close.
So, although in 1521 marked the first werewolf trial, accusations of shape-shifting on a mass scale started even earlier. The Valais, no? Witch trials began in 1428.
Yeah,
and over the course of decades, found dozens, if not hundreds, of people guilty of sorcery, witchcraft, and werewolfery. I like that word.
Werewolfery.
They were all tortured and most were beheaded and burned at the stake. The executions were ruthless. The accused were tied to ladders with a sachet of gunpowder tied around their necks.
Nice.
For which they were tipped into a blazing fire.
Whoa.
Although burning witches and werewolves at the stake wasn't a new thing, these trials were extraordinary because of the sheer amount of people accused and because of what was happening to the nobility at the time. Unfortunately, the reasons for the trials wasn't due to a sudden uptick in sorcery, witchcraft, or werewolf activity.
Of course
it's not. It was because of political upheaval.
Of course.
Very interesting. We just had that little rant there.
100%. And it's kind of weird because at the end of the day, right, this is what everything ties together and why, like, you know, this is my podcast, our podcast. You're going to get somewhat of my political opinion on stuff going on because that's what we talk about on here, right? It's like eventually we'd love to start a political show, but the world is on fire, in my opinion, right now. Everyone's crazy, fighting each other. The governments in all countries are passing absurd laws and trying to push the masses towards this point of exhaustion. And it's sad. And people should really wake up. And we have power in numbers at the end of the day, you know? It's all about, you know, better than the state.
Yeah, we could just smash them up and just do our own thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that the people could... We need a government for the people, by the people, which I don't think we've ever really had.
No. And it doesn't look like we're going to have it anytime soon. The entire region was relatively new. The control of these lands were highly contested. In order to solidify the holdings of the lords, the trials were held. Those who were accused and found guilty automatically forfeited their land to... interesting. Because this tactic worked incredibly well for the noblemen, the Holy Roman Empire attempted a similar strategy nearly a century later with the werewolf witch trials. Those trials plagued Europe for nearly three centuries before the barbaric practice came to an end. So there you go. That kind of solidifies the whole idea of like how scummy the church, the Roman Empire, the English Empire, all these people were. It was like, what scam can we come up with? And this sounds a lot like modern day, like a couple of years ago, in case everyone has forgotten, something happened across the whole world. We had a bit of a thing go on.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the same thing of like, what scam can we come up with that'll be like universally accepted?
And then
by
we can suppress the people.
People
and drain the wealth from the middle class and give it to the poor. The biggest accumulation of wealth in a group of people happened over the past couple of years. All the rich got richer and everyone else got poorer.
And it's funny because I remember for the first period of that whole thing, I was like super against everything that was happening. Yeah. And I was seen as like it nearly felt like that. I was like, if I say the wrong thing somewhere, I'll be fucking burnt at a stake.
Yeah, I'll never stop bringing up that story. That guy called me a scumbag, some fat dude wearing a mask because I was walking the opposite direction of what the little tiles on the floor were. And like I said, that just proved to me that people can get conditioned like that, man, like that. Instantly being like, no, you have to follow these rules. You have to do this. Or, you know, all hell breaks loose. If people just didn't comply, which I keep trying to remind you, do not comply to electric cars. Do not comply to more taxes. Do not comply to any of this stuff, dude. And for everyone out there, everything I say is fucking satire. Take nothing seriously. Nothing is serious. You know? But at the end, it's...
Or is it not?
Because it's funny, because like even this, like I'm not a fan of Trump, okay? Whatever. People seem to like him. Maybe he is actually Trump, for the Trump, people. Trump, but Trump, there's this Trump, witch hunt Trump, going on for him. because he seems to oppose some of the shit that's going on. And the people that really do think that he's fascist, you don't know what fascism is. You really don't. You have no comprehension or idea what the word fascism actually means and what it actually entails when someone is a real fascist. And it's crazy. That's why I did a video. I was like, communism, fascism seem very different on the political scale, but are very much the same in the way they use their power and their like authority on the will of the people. The only reason people, especially even in the middle, want Trump in because he wants to get revenge, because they are trying to target him for the stupidest bullshit. And then meanwhile, Biden is sniffing the hair of children. His son is involved with money laundering, like things in Ukraine, is like has pictures with children doing his hair and all around. It's weird, dude. That guy's a Hunter Biden. That shit goes deep, man. And I think people don't even realize it. And they're like, but Trump's the bad guy, right? They're all bad, but at the end of the day, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, but that Biden family, though, they're
a crime syndicate.
Those motherfuckers they're fucking aliens.
Yeah, reptiles.
And I mean, right? I love Trump. How can you not like Trump? Trump was in fucking Home Alone too.
I know. Come on.
Trump likes the UFC. He's a cool guy.
So, just for everybody out there, you know, obviously we love all the fans, all the hose heads and the hosettes. We love you guys, and I want you to understand that what we're doing is something different, man. I'm going to give my opinion on some of the shows, and it's weird because how much some of the conversation that we had throughout this episode, even the stuff where we kind of went off the rails a bit, does relate very much back to the idea of hunting people down because you're accusing them of werewolves. But if you don't like what I have to say,
I just want to tell you all, go fuck yourself. Oh,
that was pretty gross. That was worth
100%. That was my. I was like, I gotta add this one. No idea we were gonna go off the rails like we did. But everyone, give us 5-star rating reviews. Obviously, support us on Rumble. It's Strange Brew Cast on X. I'm trying to post on there. X is weird to me, right? Like I don't know how to really navigate. I looked at it. You gotta post often to like keep up with it. Like I made the Raptilian. You can also follow me on there where I share a lot of David Icke shit. And just try to put some of my videos out there a little bit. Kind of, I got one that got like 11,000 views and then people were just like trying to say their opinion and go off on me like crazy when they had like a profile with like a duck on it. You know, like it's...
I don't know how you're able to keep up with. You literally have about 75,000 profiles across the internet.
I know, it's crazy.
I have no idea, dude. I'm like...
It's not that. It's like it's probably like 20 altogether or some shit altogether.
The place where like I'm mainly most active, and even that sometimes I feel like I'm about to die.
Yeah.
And I've like posted like twice in a week and I'm like, oh God.
My political account is very big, dude. I'm just trying to focus on my political account, and then Instagram is mainly for the show. I would like to utilize X a bit. I'm trying to promote stuff on there, like, you know, getting people to go watch stuff on YouTube and Rumble and maybe some clips that can draw people in and stuff like that, because I do think that the more we do this, the better we get at it. And I think that we're reaching more and more people. And I think that people understand kind of what we're going for. It's like we're trying to like do something that everyone else seems to be afraid of. There's obviously shows that still kind of do the same. They speak out the way that we do and make observations or speculations about stuff that's going on. But at the end of the day, like I'm trying to just have a fun conversation. And yes, if I get a little heated, or it gets a little sexy, or it gets a little weird, it's all part of the fun, everybody, you know?
I was waiting for some sort of a sound effect there.
Motherfucker.
So I hope everybody enjoys themselves. I have some disgusting fast food on the way because I have not ate yet, and it is probably very late.
Nice. What are you getting? Tell everybody what you're getting.
I'm going to, keep it strange. I never eat this shit. I'm getting a Big Mac, but it's just because like,
nice.
The wife was out shopping. I haven't ate yet. So I'm like, she's like, it was where she was in town. And I was like, you know, I'm really going to enjoy it, but then I'm going to feel like shit after. Cause it's literally poison.
I had a double cheeseburger earlier and like, I knew, cause like, I'm trying to tell myself I detest fast food.
Yeah, me too.
But like, I know in the back of my mind, I actually don't.
Dude, I saw the way they make the burgers, man.
Did you ever see how they make the chicken nuggets?
Ooh. I know, man.
Yikes.
It's like...
Yikes. And I love them shits as well.
I've never been a chicken nugget fan.
Poison.
I do hope people really enjoyed this show, because like it's going to happen on, especially when we have episodes like this where everything's kind of broken down into small stories. Like it's kind of like the beginning of Strange Brew. It's kind of what we do is we're kind of meant to go off the rails a bit. The train is never like strictly on the track. It's always dancing that line of just like going over.
We
the
don't
edge.
Even have a track. Yeah. I don't think no, that's true. It's a magic train.
But not gonna lie, I enjoyed this very much, talking about werewolves. It's always a fun time. And like I said, support us, give us 5-star rating reviews, subscribe on Rumble. You can get merch on the website. Like I always like, we don't make much off the merch, but I want people to like wear that shirt. If you're from Germany or you're from, you know, Australia, or we have tons of listeners in the States, you know, guys, buy especially the main logo shirt and rep that. And I get questions all the time about my podcast shirt, because it's got bongs and aliens and reptilians and mushrooms and knives, and it's like it's a fun conversation piece, you know.
Oh, 100%.
Tell your friends, tell your wives.
If anybody does get them, make sure to take a picture of it and tag the socials. Yes. If you do pick up,
I'm gonna get some Class Horrorcast merch. We're gonna actually start looking at developing different merch designs for both of our sites. Stuff we can do, incorporate horror aspects to it. I feel like I could draw out a rough draft of some fun stuff for your side of the stuff, and then I have a bunch of different ideas of stuff we could probably throw together. So also, if you are an artist out there and you do any digital art and stuff like that, you can always give us a shout out, because we will support you. And if you're kind of up the same alley we are of thought and weird strangeness, and you like horror movies, I would like to hear from more of the fans. We do hear from quite a bit of people, but I want to hear the fans, you know. Send me an email, strangerpodcast@gmail.com. I want everyone to kind of be a part of this, and you can shoot me a message on Instagram anytime. I should answer.
Send your number one favorite nude to any of Tom's socials.
That'd be great.
We'll give you a shout out on the next show.
I will show it on the show. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we're going to do a Patreon episode, a live stream of us opening people's nudes. So make sure and get all those nudes in. So the way we're going to divide this up is, any of the chicks that are sending in nudes, just make sure to put CC me in the email. And then if you're sending in dick pics or like dudes spreading their asses, make sure to put Tom's
no
name
no
in
do not do any of that shit, line. Man, send that to Billy. Send that to Billy. It is like, he's like 200 followers on Instagram. It's definitely send it to Billy. Send it to Billy. Billy only has Instagram. I think he deleted his Facebook. He deleted like everything but Instagram,
just with no context.
Just send it to Billy. I think it's like Billy Kirby some shit. You'll find it in our in the Strange Brew Podcast Instagram. But you know, I hope everybody has a good day. You know, stay strange. And I hope you enjoyed the werewolf conversation. I hope you got, if you feel like you're a werewolf, you're probably not.
You're probably mentally.
Yeah, you're probably crazy. It's okay, man. People think they're furries now, and they just get to go in washrooms now. You know, it's like let's give them a cat box because they think they're a cat, right? They're a werewolf.
Right. Look, I don't think I'm a werewolf, but I'm mentally ill.
Yeah, that's fine. We all are.
It's all good.
Au revoir.
Bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.